This is the Family Center for Recovery Show. Join us now to learn ways to begin the path to recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. Learn more at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. And I'm sure you recognize an unfamiliar voice. I'm Ron Hersey, and I'm filling in for Peter Nathan today. Peter, thank you for this opportunity to be on this great show. And we have a great show lined up for you. And I urge you to stay with us because I know that the subject matter is going to touch your heart. We have with us Julia and Jeff Cadell, who are with the nonprofit The Miracle League. And you're doing a lot of terrific work here in South Florida. So welcome to both of you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning.
Let's start with Julia. Before we get into the Miracle League, Julia, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from New Jersey, born and raised, but I'm now here in Florida for about 22 years.
And what about you, Jeff?
Yeah, also from the Northeast. I was raised in Delaware, lived in North Jersey for about 7 years prior to moving here.
And how did you two meet?
Work, oddly enough.
We used to work together.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
So there's a mortgage company in northern New Jersey, in Rutherford, New Jersey, and I was a loan officer, and she had the title company, appraisal company, kind of side business thing, and was in the same office. And just over time, you know, workmates turned into friends, turned into relationship.
And what brought you to here to South Florida?
We won't tell you that I was the boss's daughter.
We'll just keep that between us. We're not going to share that with anyone.
We moved down here to be near our parents. Both of our parents were retiring here to Florida. And at the time, we had their only grandchild. And family's very near and dear to our heart. So we moved to be with them.
And then the Miracle League came about. How did that happen?
Well, I always tell a story that it was a miracle in itself that I let Jeff have the remote control. There was one night he was watching a sports program, the Real Sports by Brian Gumbel on HBO, and I was too lazy to go upstairs, so I sat with him and watched the show, and they had done a segment about a Miracle League that had started up in Georgia. It was the first one of its kind. And for a while, we were looking to do something as a family. Jeff and I had two boys at the time, a third one on the way, and we were looking to do something to be positive role models for our children, something that we can give back to our community. And we were just trying to find that niche that would suit all of us. And when we saw this segment, we said, that's it. That's something that we can do. Jeff is a coach. I'm a coach. Our boys were very athletic, and we thought this would be a perfect tie-in.
And how long ago was this?
We watched that show in December 2004. And we incorporated a few months later in April of 2005 and been running it ever since.
And what exactly is the Miracle League?
Well, so the Miracle League is basically a baseball league for children with special needs. So we have two seasons. We have a fall season and a spring season. And the kids come out and they have the opportunity to simply play baseball. And we really say no to no one. So if for whatever reason, mental, physical, other, you can't play on your Little League team, we invite you to come play at the Miracle League because it's just a great opportunity to come out and enjoy America's pastime.
And where do they play?
Fortunately, we were able to create a field specifically designed for our players. It's currently located at Miller Park in Delray Beach. And it's a great opportunity for them because it's a flat surface made out of recycled tires, so it's a rubber surface, which really helps with regard to wheelchairs and walkers. You know, there's no dirt, there's no raised bases, there's no elevation change. And the dugouts were custom made to fit not only our 10 to 15 players per team, but also each of our players is paired with an able-bodied buddy, typically a high school student or somebody like that. And so the dugouts were custom made to hold those 30 people plus, you know, any wheelchairs or walkers. So it's a great facility. We thank all the people that helped us raise the money to build it 10 years ago now. It's been a godsend ever since.
And if someone is listening to our program, they may have a child with disabilities. Sounds like something they'd love to get involved in. How can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. We would love that. We accept children from all over. If you want to drive to our field, come and play with us. We take ages 8 and 5 and up. They can just go to our website, which is MiracleLeaguePalmBeachCounty.com. It's my phone number, my email address is all on there. We are also, last year we raised enough money to put lights at our field. So 2018, we'll be focusing on also creating an adult league as well. So for any adults that would like to play on a baseball field, on our field, we'd love to have them.
Parents, perhaps, of
absolutely. Absolutely. We are, the field is there. We want it to be utilized.
And is it a simple process? You just go online or make the call, and there's not like a big process involved?
There's a registration on our website. There's a registration link for, we just finished our fall season. We have a few couple of events coming up here and there. We've got like a one-off game at the end of December. We'll have another one in January. Lynn University does their Day of Caring for some of the students and faculty that lost their lives in the Haiti earthquake. Mm-hmm. So they'll do a special game for us as well in January. And so those registration links will all be up. It's a great time for anybody to come out if they're uneasy and they're not sure. I cannot begin to tell you how many times I've had parents come to me and say, no, my son can't play or my daughter can't play. You don't know what their challenge is. They're severely handicapped. And that's when my husband says, give me your kid, give me the wheelchair, here's a jersey, here's a hat, go play. Like we get everybody involved. And there's some parents that they come in uneasy. And something that you probably don't know about us is that Jeff and I do not have children with special needs. For us, this is, we always say it's been God-led. So we understand the hesitation at first for a family that's not familiar with it. We'd love for them to come out, you know, come be a fan in the stands and come see what we do, watch what we do. Talk to one of our parents, ask them, you know, what they think, and love for them, anybody to come out.
Wow, that's great. Come to the games and cheer them on?
Yeah, and see if that's something that's suitable for you.
Now, how often are the games? How often do you play?
So we run two full seasons. One is in the fall and one in the spring. They're typically 7 to 8 week seasons. We play on Saturday afternoons. And we do that because a lot of the buddies are, you know, baseball players or other sports they have in the morning. So we want to make sure that it's available to them. And then, like Julia had mentioned, we also have what we call one-off games. So during the summer, we had summer games under the lights. We just picked a random Friday or Saturday and said, hey, anybody who wants to come out and play, we throw on the lights and we have a game. And then, of course, we have the scheduled games that she mentioned. We have one at the end of December, and then we have another one in January. And then the season's going to roll up again for the spring, April 7th, I believe, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great program. I'm kind of guessing it sounds as if there's a great deal of expense involved. How do you get funding?
Well, we've been really blessed in that, you know, we've been able to do some fundraising for various projects through different events that we've had. And then, of course, there's a lot of foundations and grant opportunities. So the county, the cities, and then obviously different foundations and people just, you know, wanting to personally generate some income for us. So we've been really blessed in that regard. But one of our big events is the annual gala. And so we had that last spring, and then we're in the process now of actually planning for the next one.
Do you have a date for your...
No, not yet. We're working on it. And he says gala, but we actually, it's a dinner on the diamond. It's a lot of fun. It's low-key. We actually have it on our baseball field. It's not stuffy. Everybody wears baseball. We call it baseball chic. And it's a really fun time. We're working on details now and how to make it a little bit bigger and better and exciting. Yeah. But we get local sponsors that sponsor our teams, which is incredibly helpful. We get family foundations and a lot of grants. We work it to keep it running. One of the great things about people donating to our league is that we keep it for free for our families. They already have enough expense in their everyday life, more than the average mom and dad, you know, with therapies and so forth. And if this is just one less thing that we could take off their plate, we're happy to help.
You did mention that you do have some corporate sponsors. Here's a great opportunity if you want to shout out to some of your sponsors and give them a little plug. Otherwise, we'll just move on because I'm sure it's probably a long list and you don't want to mention a few and leave a few out.
It is so true.
Sounds like you're going to go with plan B there.
I'm going to go with plan B. I could go on and on and on, seriously. But I will say the last thing that we did fundraise for was at our park. We play at Miller Park. And there is a playground there, and it's non-accessible to our players. And we had gone to the city and asked for them to change up the playground to make it accessible to our families. And they weren't able to do so. And so I said, well, if we raise the money, do you think we can change it out? And they, course, they said yes. And so over the past year, we have raised enough money to change out the playground. So we've had some huge people, the Impact Women's Group, we raised, they gave us $100,000 grant. The Men's Impact Group, they gave us $50,000 through the Community Foundation. We've had a lovely young lady who's one of our volunteers for the past 2 years. She ended up raising $60,000.
Wow.
Through, her name is Ava Goldstone, through the Palm Beach Philanthropy Tank and the Volo Foundation. I mean, that recently for us was huge, and we just had a groundbreaking for the playground, and we certainly invite you guys back when we do our ribbon cutting for it.
Oh, we wouldn't miss it. If you're listening to our show and you're not hearing the familiar voice of Peter Nathan, I'm Ron Hersey filling in for Peter, and thanks again, Peter, for this great opportunity to talk to this dynamic couple who are here with us on the show today. It's Julia and Jeff Cadell of the nonprofit The Miracle League, and we're talking about basically sports for kids with disabilities, which is a great concept. How's the response been?
Well, it's obviously grown over the years, and one of the people we should probably say thanks to is Vic Nocera. He runs the similar program for soccer down in Boca Raton, and he was really the person that got us our first 20-odd players. Because when we first started, again, without having children with special needs, we didn't quite know where to begin to start building out the league. And so he was a big key in that regard. And then over the years, we went from 2 teams to 4 teams to now 6 teams. So we have a cheerleading squad and yeah. And so we currently probably have over 125 participants each season. And then, of course, we have other kids that'll come in and do the one-offs with us. We just recently did a project with the Florida Panthers. They came out and sent their street team, and we had a hockey day, and so the kids got exposure to some hockey, and that was really exciting. And it's always fun to see the kids because we're used to them playing baseball, and watching them play hockey was a new experience, and that's really what we're all about, trying to introduce them to new activities and new experiences. And then over the summer, which we'll probably do again this summer at the Delray Tennis Center, we did another event for tennis. So we had a bunch of our kids come out and get taught by professional tennis players on how to play tennis, and again, it was just a great community event that gave exposure to not only new sports for our kids, but for the community to see the kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, we're going to take just a quick break for just a moment and get back to more conversation about the Miracle League. And later in the show, we're going to talk to some parents of some of the kids who are involved in the program. So stay with us. It's going to be an uplifting program today here on the Family Center for Recovery show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. Find out more about the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook.com/Family Center for Recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery. Before little problems become big problems.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find a link at the Family Center for Recovery's website at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Welcome back to our show. Again, Ron Hersey in for Peter today. Peter Nathan, thank you so much for being on our show. Of course, the Family Center for Recovery radio show. But today we're kind of taking a bit of a detour because Peter has introduced me to a very dynamic couple that are doing some really great things here in the South Florida community for children with disabilities. And I was sharing with our guest before the show that I have a daughter who's very plugged into working with children with disabilities. So this is a very interesting topic for me. And I know if you stay with us and stay with us for the rest of the show that it's going to touch your heart as well. We're going to talk to some of the parents of some of the kids with disabilities that are participating in the Miracle League. We have with us Julia and Jeff Cadell, and they are with the Miracle League. And for someone who's just joined us, if you could kind of thumbnail a little bit what the Miracle League is all about.
Sure. So fundamentally, it's a baseball league for children with special needs. And each of our players is paired with an able-bodied buddy, and we go out and enjoy the American pastime. One of the great parts about it is it gives the parents that hour of just sitting in the stands and cheering on their son or daughter just like every other parent. And to watch those kids turn third and head for home, big smile on their face. It's more than you can ask for.
And you have a special field.
We do. Yeah, it's a special custom designed field, perfectly flat, made out of rubber, hard enough for wheelchairs and walkers, but also reduces any mobility issues with regard to, and you know, bases or uneven ground or things like that. So yeah, it's perfect.
So parents can enroll their kids in the program with confidence that there's not going to be any huge physical injuries going on, running over bases or anything like that.
Exactly right. And the buddies there, their primary job is to keep the players safe.
Now, how did it come about that you were able to get this field for kids with disabilities built? Is there a company that specializes in that? Or I'm intrigued.
Right, sure. So originally, when we originally joined, so the Miracle League is a national organization, much like Little League.
So you're a South Florida chapter.
We're a South Florida chapter. Mm-hmm. So when Julia and I first got involved, however, there was only 3 leagues in the entire country.
And how many are there now?
There's over 112.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they're also in Puerto Rico and I think Mexico.
Wow.
So yeah, they're really they're spreading out. And so when we first got plugged in, it was kind of like you can use this vendor or you can use this vendor because there weren't a lot of options. But now there's multiple options. And so, you know, people that are building their own fields now have choices. But at the time, it worked out perfectly. We were really blessed in that. Not to say we didn't put a lot of work, but when people found out what it is we were doing, we a lot of groundswell, a lot of community support, and you know, it came together relatively quickly.
And I know from experience that in the nonprofit world, there's constant talk of time, talent, and treasures. Those are the 3 building blocks that every nonprofit needs. And we've talked a little bit about some of the treasure with your funding and all. And let's talk about time. It sounds to me like you are usually in need of some volunteer help.
Yes, we definitely are always in need of volunteers. Jeff mentioned earlier about every player is paired up with an able-bodied buddy, and sometimes that's majority of the time it's high school students because they come out starting to look for community service hours. The funny thing is what they first start off, they say, oh, we need hours. By the end of the season, they have so much fun they even forget to ask for their hours. But truth be told is that we actually have a lot more than just high schoolers. We have students that come, we have middle school classes that come out as a class. We put them on the first baseline and the third baseline. We try to plug them in early to high-five the kids. The other thing is that we have college groups that come out, college sports teams, different organizations, local real estate groups that come out, you name it. I also have about 2 or 3 local city officials. I won't say their name because that's not why they're there. They mm-hmm. just come out to, you know, spend some time, have a feel-good Saturday. I have a few gentlemen that are in their 60s, 70s. They love the pastime. They miss it. Their kids have grown, and they want to come out and play, so they're their coaches. So it really is for anybody. We look for somebody who wants to have a good Saturday afternoon, have a feel-good Saturday afternoon, and just spend some time smiling, laughing, and hanging out with some kids.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking, wow, this would be something I would love to participate in and volunteer for, how's the best way to reach out and grab you?
I would love for you to go to our website. That's where you can find my email. I'm the executive director. My name is Julia, and our website is MiracleLeaguePalmBeachCounty.com. You can find my phone number, my email address. Call me, text me, email me, whatever. We love the volunteers, whether it's a one-time thing or all the time. We love it. And the other thing, too, that some people don't really realize is that the parents are not dropping their children off either. I don't need to do background checks and so forth. The parents are there. They want to be there. They want to watch. And we love for them. I have to actually kick parents off the you'll talk to a couple parents later, but I have to kick them off the field. I say, go. Like, right. Let us do our thing. It's 1 hour. Go be a parent. Go talk to other moms and dads and, you know, be like a parent like most of us take for granted. And enjoy the hour. We've got your kid.
Now, Peter and I were talking before our show today, kind of comparing notes and getting our program lined up. And he was showing me, I don't want to call it a mission statement, but it was kind of like your rules and guidelines. And it was very heartwarming. Can you share those with us?
Oh, my. I don't know what they were.
With regard to the game?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple, actually. We obviously each, the great part is that some of these kids, just the fact that they are given a uniform with a hat mm-hmm. and they're on a team with a coach, I mean, that just gets their motor running. They're just so excited. They talk about how great they hit the ball and how fast they run and how good they throw, and it's just awesome. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure it's a positive experience for everybody. So The game starts. We only play two innings. Every player bats each inning, and each player can run as far as they want. So I'd say 90% of the kids choose to hit a home run. So it doesn't matter where the ball goes, it ends up being a home run. So nobody's really ever called out, and the games usually end in a tie, believe it or not. So it's just a great atmosphere. We call it like a party with a baseball theme. You know, it's really more about just being out in the sun, running around, having a good time. Obviously, it's baseball structure, but at the end of the day, it's just a great environment.
And I've noticed, looking at our notes here, I've seen some pretty big names of some people who are also involved in the program. One that we talked about before the show was Robin Jennings. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about another miracle. God led. Such a great story, actually. So our first dinner on the diamond that we were raising money for our lights, we were looking for a speaker. And we had Liesl Ells. Ben Ells actually plays on our baseball league, which is absolutely amazing. And she came and she spoke about being a mom. And it was incredible. And we thought, boy, that's going to be really kind of hard to top. And so with that auction, one of our participants that came, she won a week in Colorado. She goes to Colorado and she runs into Robin Jennings. Her family is a huge baseball family. They meet him. They take pictures. They kind of exchange social media, so to speak. He lives in Colorado. So she reaches out to him and we're like, we are now desperate for a guest speaker. We need a guest speaker for our next dinner on the diamond that will, you know, create a draw. So she social media messages him and says, you know, we do this Miracle League thing and we're in desperate need of a guest speaker. I don't know if you'd be interested at all, but we'd love to have you. And he said, well, believe it or not, that weekend I'm actually going to be in Florida. And South Florida or Southwest Florida. He was going to be in the Fort Myers area. Mm-hmm. And he said, but I'll drive over for the night and we'll guest speak. And we were shaking. We were so excited. We couldn't believe the irony. So I get on the phone with him and I said, well, let me tell you a little bit about Miracle League and what you're going to talk about. And he said to me, I can almost cry telling you the story. He said to me, no reason. He said, actually, my daughter plays on a Miracle League, and I'm one of the coaches, so I know everything about what you do, and I'll have no problem speaking about it.
Wow.
Yeah. It totally meant to be, and he came for the night. He was gracious. He was a wonderful speaker, and we thoroughly enjoyed having him.
And the kids must have just loved it.
The kids actually don't come to our event. It's really just for the parents. Parents loved it. I mean, it was not a dry eye at all. He spoke. He said he had this whole speech already all written out. And when he got there, he just all of a sudden became a dad again. He didn't even open up his speech. He spoke from the heart about what it means to him and his family and his daughter. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful night.
Wow, that's terrific. And another name that popped out and is probably very familiar with folks here in the Palm Beach County area is Roger Dean. How did that come about?
So the Roger Dean Stadium, obviously, they have their own foundation. And so we'd applied for some funding through them, and we went up and made a presentation. And next thing we know, they're like, well, obviously, this fits in our wheelhouse. And what else can we do? And so not only do they support us financially every year, but last year, or actually it was only a few months ago, they allowed us to actually have a Miracle League game on the big field at Roger Dean Stadium. They put the kids' pictures up on the Jumbotron. All the parents were in the stands. Some of the people that had come for the game, the minor league game prior, stayed to check it out. So it was really a thrill of a lifetime for a lot of these kids. I mean, and the parents, obviously, just they're in total amazement that, you know, they can just be a fly on the wall or a participant or watch the kid participate and do something like that and play in the field. So they're obviously a tremendous supporter of ours, and we're looking to do some additional ventures with them in the future.
Now, that's awesome. The time is flying by. We're going to need to take another quick break. Stay with us, if you will. We have some very terrific guests with us on the show, and I'm Ron Hersey filling in for Peter Nathan today here on the Family Center for Recovery show, taking a bit of a detour because we wanted to talk to this dynamic couple in this great nonprofit that they have, the Miracle League. They are Julia and Jeff Cadell, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk to some parents of some of the athletes.
Great.
In the
Excellent.
Miracle. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Family Center for Recovery is the only facility in Florida owned and operated by an addiction psychiatrist, Dr. Robert Moran, and he's dedicated his life to helping the people no one else will. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Family Center for Recovery in Lantana is the only treatment center in Florida owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This means the Family Center for Recovery does treatment the right way. They treat substance abuse, depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, anxiety, teens and adults at all levels of inpatient care. Check out the innovative, life-changing treatment the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana has to offer at fcfrmd.com. That's fcfrmd.com.
This is the Family Center for Recovery Show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
Welcome back to our show, Family Center for Recovery Radio Show. Ron Hersey in today, subbing for Peter Nathan. And we're taking a bit of a detour today because we have a very dynamic couple on, and they have a great program that we wanted to make you aware of on this Sunday afternoon. Maybe families with children with disabilities listening that may hear what's going on and want to get involved. And it's a great program. It's called the Miracle League. And we have with us Julia and Jeff Cadell, who started the program here in South Florida. And it's in a nutshell, it's a baseball for kids with disabilities. They've got a great baseball diamond that's designed for kids with disabilities. So it's all safe. It's a soft surface and a flat surface. And it's being enjoyed by a lot of families, not just the kids, but also the parents are enjoying it a lot. And it's called the Miracle League. And again, the website is?
MiracleLeaguePalmBeachCounty.com.
And the phone number?
561-414-4441.
And we have with us on the phone right now one of the parents who are involved. This is Nick. Hey, Nick.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the Miracle League.
Thank you. Probably about 8 years ago, a friend of mine who has a child also with autism, like my son Andrew, had recommended the Miracle League. That's back then they were playing at the Bucky Dent baseball field in Delray Beach. So we trudged down there. I'm from England, so I had no clue what baseball was anyway, but neither did my son. He was immediately welcomed into the group, given a couple of attractive co-ed buddies, which he thought was brilliant. And then they slowly began teaching him the nuances of baseball, starting with hitting from a little tee and then learning to throw and catch. And, you know, you fast forward 8 years, and this is his life. He just lives for the baseball. He lives for getting ribbons at the end of every game. And it's come to the point now where he enjoys it so much, he's worried about, are they going to play the songs I like so I can sing all the way through the baseball game?
And he's sitting around in the off season wanting to do with his spare time.
He does. He does play a few other sports now. You know, all of these kids want to be typical. I hate to use the word normal, but they want to be typical. So they want to get out there. So Andrew now plays soccer, also basketball, and he surfs as well with Surface for Autism and a couple of other groups. But this is his passion, is baseball. It will always be his first love.
Well, Nick, would it be fair to say that if he hadn't first gotten involved in baseball here with the Miracle League, that the other sports probably wouldn't have been on the radar?
I would say that's a very safe assumption. You know, kudos to Julia and Jeff. I mean, it's a phenomenal organization. They work tirelessly. You know, I know they probably don't quite realize what parents of special needs kids go through, but they have figured out a way to help us in a way that's just immeasurable.
You know, normally when you see a program like this for kids with disabilities, and you kind of touched on that in your last statement, normally the folks involved in getting the program off the ground themselves have children with disabilities. And in this case, with Jeff and Julia, they don't. That's pretty rare, I would think.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of other times, but obviously you've got to have the spark to start the fire, and I think they were more than the spark. I think they were actually the flamethrower, and it's just become such a bright light that people have been attracted to it. People want to come out and help, and I started off in the stands as well, screaming and yelling, probably usually too loudly, where Julie would tell me to be quiet, but that's progressed now, where she asked if I wanted to sort of come out there and help some of the other kids now that my son is... you know, seems to know what he's doing. And once you get out there and you see the smiles of some of these kids and adults, too, you realize it's just priceless. I mean, you just cannot get that doing anything else in life.
Now, your son is Andrew, correct?
I'm sorry, I missed that part.
I say your son's name is Andrew.
Yes, he is.
Could you give us a little backstory on Andrew? Tell us a little bit about his disability and give us a little backstory, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. He was born in 2000, so he's just he's 17, hurtling towards 18 now. He was diagnosed at around 20 months with a pervasive developmental disability. He was on the autism spectrum. We've traveled all over the country with him, just going to see the specialists. We've tried everything from your traditional ABA therapies to, you know, speech therapy, occupational therapy. We've done, you know, Indian water treatments on him. I mean, anything that would work, we'll try, and that's just what you do as a parent. Nothing that we have done has been detrimental to him. I think everything has helped. But you need something to supplement it and make them feel more typical. So one of the good pieces of advice we were given years ago was stop treating him like he has a disability and start treating him like he is a typical child, and you'll probably end up getting a lot further in life, because the reality is when these kids turn 18 or they time out of school at 22, they are in the real world. The cocoon's gone, so the sooner you can get them out of the cocoon and doing more typical things, the better. So, you know, it's been a struggle. He's still got issues. He's way behind academically. He's probably first or second grade level academically. He's got behavioral issues. He has an inability to self-regulate from as far as anger management. But you put him on the baseball diamond of the Miracle League and you turn the music on and everything else is forgotten and he becomes a typical fun-loving 17-year-old just out there having a ball.
Nick mentioned his son's age. Is there an age limit for the Miracle League guys?
You know what's funny is that when we first started, we put it's supposed to be 5 to 19, and we've been playing now for 10 years, and you just can't tell. These people have become our family. Mm-hmm. This is not just, we just do this. I mean, Nick is really like an extension of our family. So how would I ever tell him, no, you can't. No, we're aging you out. It's supposed to be 19. The kids that have been playing with us since day one, they're now in their 20s. They still play with us, hence the lights last year. So that's why I said 2018, we're going to focus on a young adult or an adult league so that they can start playing with kids a little bit more their age. Although I have a feeling Andrew has so much fun, I think he'll probably just play on both leagues. If I have an adult league, he'll probably play on both.
Well, if he has time, sounds like he's got a pretty full sports schedule with all that he's doing.
Right.
What does Andrew say about this after the games on the way home? What's the conversation like on the drive home, Nick?
Well, he's always just smiling. I mean, obviously we have to go get food because that's necessary. It's usually talking about Julia saying, you know, and big hitter Andrew's coming to the plate and he's got a home run. I mean, he's just bouncing and he runs into his room and he hangs up his ribbon. And, of course, he's got now 10 gazillion ribbons, but it doesn't make any difference. It's all about the ribbons. And the end of the season, it's, you know, about getting a trophy. And I know in certain circles, parents say, I don't think all kids should get a trophy or a ribbon. But for these kids, this may be the only one that they'll ever get. And it's so meaningful to them. It feels to them like they've accomplished things. And Andrew's just in absolutely hog heaven. He's about 2 feet off the ground by the time he gets home after every game.
Wow. And you're in the stands, and you're cheering him on.
Well, yeah, now I've been dragged out onto the field, so I'm an assistant coach now helping some of the other kids. But, yeah, I am screaming and yelling for every single one of those kids, as all the parents are. I mean, it's so exciting to see their faces. It's very, very rewarding.
And if you're just joining us here on the Family Center for Recovery show, we're taking pretty much a big departure. Peter and Nathan is kind of taking the day off to focus on some other responsibilities, and he's given me the opportunity to fill in his shoes and take over the microphone and do the interview. And then we, of course, have Julia and Jeff Cadell with us from the Miracle League, which is a program, a nonprofit program, where they're providing the opportunity for kids with disabilities to play baseball. And we have one of the parents who is with us right now. We're talking to Nick, and his son Andrew is very involved and loving it. If there are some parents listening and they have children with disabilities and they be maybe a little hesitant because you know, it's certainly understandable when you have a child with disabilities, you want to kind of protect them as best you can. If they may be kind of thinking this may be something I'd like to get involved in, what would you say, Nick, to parents who may be listening that might think they want to get involved in their kids involved in the Miracle League?
Yeah, first of all, I'd say go visit the website because there's a wealth of information, great pictures on there. And if you're still hesitant, come out to a game. you know, we've had parents that will just sit in the stands and you can see the kids' eyes and they want to get out there. Protective, we're all protective out there. I mean, we have buddies from middle school and high school and all the coaches and assistant coaches. I mean, that's what we are there, not only to help them, but to protect them, nurture them. And, you know, I think it's for anybody that comes out there, I think they will find it so rewarding and the kids will love it so much. I highly encourage people not only to come out, but if you don't have a special needs kid, you know, try and support it because it's such a rewarding group that I think it's just something we absolutely need in the community and we just need to keep growing it.
Well, Nick, you mentioned the website, and Julia, what's the website again? If folks are listening, then they may want to get their kids involved, or they may want to volunteer their services, or they may even want to provide a little donation.
We would love all of that. It's Miracle League, PalmBeachCounty.com.
And you also said the phone number?
561-414-4441.
Well, Nick, we thank you for talking with us on the phone today and sharing your thoughts about the Miracle League and your experiences and your son Andrew's experiences. Was there anything we didn't cover that you'd like to say before we let you go?
First of all, just again, thank you to Julie and Jeff and their family. We wouldn't be in a situation had it not be for all of them. And we hope that they will continue to do so, and we'll support them any way we can because it's just such a wonderful organization. So thank you.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for talking with us. Yep. And say hi to Andrew for us.
I will do. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
Thanks, Nick.
Wow, that was pretty awesome. That was a pretty ringing endorsement of the program. I would almost guess that it sounds like the dad's almost having more fun than the kid.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. He made me think of a story just this past season where one of our participants, excuse me, was talking with a family who had a daughter with special needs. And for the last couple of years, but no, you should bring her out. You should be here. And the parents would say, oh, you just don't know. She's such a handful. She's really, you know, I don't know. And finally she came out to her very first game. And lo and behold, never missed a game since then. And at the end of the season, the parents came up. And the first thing they asked me, when's the next season start? So once you plug in and they see what it's really all about, you know, I think it's something they're going to be in for quite a while.
You know, you mentioned daughter, and I think that's an interesting point. It's open to girls and boys.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yes. Girl power.
Yes. Well, you are listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, and I'm Ron Hersey filling in for Peter Nathan today. Our guests are Julia and Jeff Cadell. They are responsible for the Miracle League here in Palm Beach County, a great program where they provide sports, specifically baseball, for children with disabilities. And we just finished speaking with Nick, who's one of the dads involved, and his son Andrew is couldn't be happier. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk to another parent and get their thoughts on the Miracle League. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. Find out more about the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook.com/Family Center for Recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. We'll be right back.
The Family Center for Recovery in Lantana is the only treatment center in Florida owned and operated by a triple board certified psychiatrist. This means the Family Center for Recovery does treatment the right way. They treat substance abuse, depression, bipolar disorder, OCD, anxiety, teens and adults at all levels of inpatient care. Check out the innovative, life-changing treatment the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana has to offer at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
Welcome back to our show, the Family Center for Recovery radio show. I'm Ron Hersey in for Peter Nathan this week. And again, I want to thank Peter for the opportunity to be on this show and speak with our South Florida listeners. Peter came to me today and said, we're going to take a bit of a departure normally on the Family Center for Recovery. Of course, we're talking about recovery and talking about the great facility that Family Center for Recovery has here in Palm Beach County. And he met a young couple who are involved in a great program here in South Florida for kids with disabilities called the Miracle League. And he said, I met with them, I spoke with them, I'm deeply touched by what they're doing, and we'd like to devote one of our programs to talking with them and promoting the Miracle League. So that's what we're doing today. Jeff and Julia Cadell with us from the Miracle League. Welcome back to you both.
Thank you.
And we have on the phone with us one of the parents who is also involved in the Miracle League, which is baseball games for kids with disabilities. And there are no boundaries, no barriers. The field that they have built at Miller Park here in Palm Beach County is completely wheelchair and walker accessible, soft surfaces, flat surfaces, and no need to worry about serious injury. Just sit back in the stands and watch your kids have a lot of fun. And Cheryl is with us. She's the mom of Ethan. Welcome to our show, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm glad to talk about my favorite subject.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Tell us a little bit about Ethan.
Ethan is almost 18 years old. He has Down syndrome, and he has the biggest personality you've ever seen. We've been doing Miracle League since he was 6 or 7, and it's interesting to watch Ethan grow from a player to becoming a player buddy and have ownership in Miracle League.
Now, it sounds like he's almost shifted into mentoring himself.
Yes, he has. It's really precious to watch over the years the growth and his love for Miracle League and his love for children that maybe need a little extra help.
Now, are you sitting in the stands watching, or have you been recruited by Jeff and Julia out onto the field now?
Yes, I'm a Miracle Mom, and that means that we take care of the lineup to make sure the kids are going out to hit the ball when it's their turn, and we make sure that they have water and extra encouragement and love, and we celebrate their birthdays and try to celebrate any huge milestones in their lives.
Now, we were talking to another parent in our last segment, and he was talking about the ribbons and the trophies. Is Ethan working on it? He's been in the Miracle League for quite a long time. He must have quite a collection.
He does have a collection of trophies, but each one is special to him. So we are thankful that we get to celebrate him every day.
I'm imagining he could probably tell you everything you want to know about each and every ribbon and each and every trophy, what game, and all the details.
Oh, yeah. He has great long-term memory, and he can probably tell you every time that he's hit the ball over the fence at Miracle League. And the other day, he actually hit a ball into the other field behind our Miracle League, and that was a really fun day.
Well, that's a home run, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you noticed, since he's become involved in the Miracle League, have you noticed a change in Ethan in any particular way?
A change in, yeah, I mean, he's become more compassionate. But one of the big things that's changed, Ethan was a runner, so he would hit the ball, he wouldn't stay in the dugout, and we'd have to be chasing him. And now he hits the ball, he runs the bases, he sits in the dugout, waits for his turn, cheers on his fellow players. So that's huge.
Well, it sounds like there's a bit of a self-discipline lesson going on here. It sounds like that Ethan's learning a little bit about himself and a little bit how to handle himself.
Yes, sir. Well, it's huge. I mean, I can't tell you all the benefits of Miracle League for not just Ethan, but our whole family. My whole family has been involved and touched by Miracle League.
And I would imagine that the entire team now has become kind of a family. You've probably met some new friends, and Ethan probably has met some new friends, and it sounds like a real kind of a family affair.
It is. And also some of the moms and dads that are in the stands, having an hour respite from their kids and to be able to cheer their children on is huge, because when you have a special needs child, you don't ever know if you are going to be able to cheer your kid on in any sport. So it's huge for our parents, too.
With a child with disabilities, is it difficult? Was it, in the early stages, was it difficult for you to let go? You kind of talked about not being used to having 45 minutes or an hour to yourself. Was it difficult at first to let go of Ethan?
No, not for me, because he's always been a pretty independent fella, and it's not for me, because he has Down syndrome doesn't mean I don't want him to fly and to independent. That's our whole goal for Ethan, is to be independent of us.
Julia just showed me a picture on her cell phone of Ethan. Is that you in the picture also?
That's me. Yes. Ethan likes to drag me around the bases.
Okay.
So whenever he hits the ball, I used to wait for him right by home plate, and we used to run the bases, and that's when he was, 8 years old. He's 18, and he's so much bigger and stronger than me that I've moved myself towards first, maybe second, and wait for him there. But it's one of my greatest joys is to play with Ethan and to watch his development and his growth over the years. And like I said earlier, these Miracle League families, they're our extended family. They're our family.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell from this picture whose smile is bigger. I think Ethan may have you beat here.
Probably.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, Cheryl, about the Miracle League and telling us a little bit about Ethan.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you have a good day. Say hi to Ethan for us.
I will. Thank you.
Wow, she sounds pretty happy. I just, I had to remark that when we were talking with both parents, the smiles on your face, actually the smiles of everybody in this room, really, both of your faces really lit up. I can tell this is really a labor of love for you.
It is, and that's one of the things that we really enjoy about it, is that it's more than just providing an opportunity for the kids to play baseball. It's also an opportunity for the parents to relax and cheer on their son or daughter and watch them, enjoy something. It's also an opportunity for the community members, the middle school kids, the high school kids, the parents, the older folks to come out and coach your buddy, and, and then the fans in the stands and the different organizations that come out. I mean, my wife calls it a soul-satisfying Saturday, and that's probably about right. I mean, on any given Saturday through the course of the afternoon, we get a couple hundred people out there, and it's nothing but positive energy. It makes everybody feel good, and it's rare to find that opportunity week after week after week, and we're lucky and truly blessed to be a part of it. And that's why when we hear these parents talking about their personal benefit and their child's benefit, that's why we smile so broad, because if we can have a small little part to do with that, then we're doing some good.
Safe to say it's changed your life?
No.
I would say so, completely. Let's put it this way. It is my life. It is our life. It's who we are. It's what we've become, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, now, looking forward, we were talking during the break, you have a new facility that's in the works. Tell us a little bit more about that, because the facility you explained to me at Miller Park sounds incredible, and I'm going to have to get out there and check it out. And as I mentioned, I have a daughter who's very involved in children with disabilities, and I'm going to be dragging. I don't probably won't have to drag her, but we're both going to take it in. But tell us about this new facility.
Yeah. So through the Roger Dean Foundation, one of the board members was so excited about the Miracle League that he said, "Why don't we do something in the North County?" And being a part of the Jupiter Parks and Rec Department, he had obviously easy access to talk to those people. So we're proud to say that we're pretty far down the line on building another Miracle League field and developing another Miracle League in Jupiter. And we're hoping that by the end of next year, that's up and running. So we're not only going to have the South County access, but we're going to have the North County access, which is great because, putting your kid in a car to drive a half hour to a baseball game might not be a big deal to us, but for some of these parents and some of these kids, that is
it's
an adventure,
mm-hmm.
And to have closer proximity to this opportunity is just another benefit to the community, and so we're excited about it.
Yes.
Well, Jeff and Julia Cadell of the Miracle League, thank you so much for this great service that you're providing, a much-needed service. most of us who are very fortunate, I know you as well, fortunate enough to have healthy children, it's kind of hard sometimes for us to wrap our minds around what it's like dealing with a child with disabilities. As you mentioned, Jeff, just putting them in a car and trying to drive them somewhere can become a huge ordeal. And not only is it a great benefit for the kids with disabilities, but I just can tell by talking to the parents on the phone that it's also a huge benefit for parents as well. So I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for the South Florida community. And it's been such a pleasure to sit and talk with you guys and talk about all the work that you're doing. Best of luck with the new field. And if you would, just one more time, give us the contact information, because I know we've touched some hearts today, and I know we have some families that might want to participate, and I'm sure we have some folks that would like to donate their time, talent, or treasure. So if you could share that contact information before we wrap up, that'd be great.
Sure. First, we just would like to thank the Family Center for Recovery radio show, and obviously thank you for your time and effort. So,
and to Peter.
And of course to Peter, yes.
All right.
Thank you. Our website is MiracleLeaguePalmBeachCounty.com. You can find my information, which I am the executive director, Julia Cadell, and my phone number is 561-414-4441. And we're always looking for either, obviously, donations to continue the league running for free, sponsors for any of the teams, helping us with the new league that's coming up in Jupiter. But or donate your time. You want to come and volunteer. We're always looking for fans in the stands. But if you know somebody, for us, really, it's more about creating awareness. There's over 80,000 people in South Florida that have children with special needs. And we only serve 125 children. So it's creating awareness. If you know somebody, please share this information with them. Give them our website. Give them my phone number. And maybe we could put a smile on their face every Saturday as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for being on the program. And thank you for all the great work that you do.
Thank you.
And thank you, folks, for listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. We'll be back again next Sunday. And we'll get back into recovery. And we'll be again talking about folks who are dealing with their addictions and about the great services that are available to them at the Family Center for Recovery. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week.
This has been the Family Center for Recovery radio show. To learn more about the center or to send a link of the show, visit fcfrmd.com. That's fcfrmd.com. Join us next Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Family Center for Recovery show.